Stefanuti's stocks has delivered a 46% jump in half-year profit, thanks largely to geographic diversification. But the constrained local environment is taking its toll as the group's order book continues to shrink and now sits at 12.8 billion rand. Joining me in studio for a closer look at the numbers is Stefanuti's CEO, Willie Meiburg. Thanks so much, Willie, for joining us in studio this evening. So as I say there, we've had headline earnings per share up 46%, but looking at revenue, that's down just a touch. Operating profit has improved slightly. Talk us through then what's bolstering that bottom line.
Well, I think the fact that we have diversified, as you mentioned earlier on, we had a good run for the first 6 months from our Dubai office, and I don't think it's going to be the same for the second part of the year. But what's quite nice about it, it's tax-free money that goes straight down to headline earnings per share. And that helped, and the fact that we bought back some shares as well, that also helped to increase the headline earnings per share. Plus the fact that we slightly increased the operating profit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at your work beyond South Africa's borders, and you've managed to maintain your order book there, beyond 30%. What kind of returns are you managing to garner on that end? Because I sense a little bit of caution about what the second half is expected to bring with it.
Yes, 30% of the group's turnover, and it's been like that for quite a number of years, comes from outside our borders, and that includes the United Arab Emirates. Mm-hmm. But this year, 56% of the group's operating profit over this first 6 months came from outside our country. And if you include the UAE, 66% of our profit came from outside the country. So, and in February at year end, also more than 50% of the group's operating profit came from outside the country. So we've been very successful working outside the country on the continent and also in the UAE. And there are opportunities still in on the continent, which we're following, primarily in roads and industrial buildings. And we're very successful there, especially in neighboring countries where we're well established. We don't go operate there on a raid basis. We are part of the country, part of the community. Our people live there. We're based there. It works well for us.
Yeah. It's significant, of course, because locally your order book has hit its lowest since August 2016. So what kind of local pressure is that offshore operation managing to offset? I mean, just how compromised are your margins on this end?
I think what's important to us, the fact that the order book went down, it is of concern. There are opportunities still in the market where we believe we can maintain the order book, or it might even go down slightly further. But what's important to us, it is quality order book. There are no risk projects in that order book. Mm-hmm. And whatever margins we are currently achieve, we will certainly achieve that going forward as well, although small. But we will at least achieve the operating margin that we're doing at the moment.
So when you say small, how small?
Well, the operating margin for this period was 2.4%. So I think if we can achieve anything between 2.4 and 3% going forward, in the current conditions, in the current market in South Africa, we would be reasonably happy.
Having said that, what is interesting, Willie, is that even where you are getting work, you're experiencing an increase in delayed payments, both on the public and private fronts. I mean, this continues to negatively impact on trade and other receivables and payables as well. How exactly are you managing that situation?
That is a big problem, and it's actually a problem that's starting to increase nowadays, because previously we had problems with delayed payments from government sectors, both locally and cross-border. What we find nowadays is that the private sector also pay late. And that puts tremendous pressure on our business working capital. I think you're probably aware of the fact that Nigeria and Zambia, and also developers that constructed the Department of Human Settlement, they owe us in excess of 300 million at the moment. Mm-hmm. It has come down. They're paying in small chunks, but not enough to make our working capital comfortable, and not enough for us to be able to look at paying a dividend.
So how are you maneuvering within that context, and mitigating against what is seemingly quite a big risk on your books?
Well, we sit in our client's office every day waiting for our money, and like the way they put pressure on us and trying to get projects complete, we have done a proper job. You pay us proper money. So okay. We put pressure on our clients. And I must say, it's not all the clients. There are clients that still that pay promptly. And the interesting thing is that the advance payments increased or slightly, but we still get advance payments on projects, and that helps a lot as yeah. well.
Overall, Willie, I mean, where are your confidence levels sitting as far as the country and its prospects are concerned? Because we've got, you know, quite encouraging rhetoric coming through from the investment summit as far as stimulus plans for South Africa are concerned. And yesterday we had the business confidence index inch higher as well. Amongst the push factors there was, infrastructure projects or building plans being passed. Are you encouraged by the kind of noise that's being made right now?
We're certainly positive about that noise because of the at the investment summit, a lot of companies pledged towards investing in SA. It was a large mm-hmm. sum of money. We are currently working on the Mercedes project in East London, which was pledged, and to us is quite a big project. It's a design and construct project to the value of about 1.2 billion rand. We have priced the data centers or distribution centers for Amazon and Cape Town. So the work that was mentioned at that summit, we see coming through now, and we already pricing it. So if the rest of that can come through, it's actually wonderful. And the stimulus package, I think it was mentioned recently at the midterm budget, that it's going to be about 92.5 billion rand. We don't know when, we don't know where, but we also like to believe that the full-term budget, that there's going to be more allocated to that.
Let's leave it there, Willie. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Willie Meiberg is CEO of Stephanie T Stocks.